English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia. Task 1. Explore. Topic: Historic events. Title: What a proud moment.
Sobat pintar, kamu akan mendengarkan monolog tentang sebuah peristiwa bersejarah bagi Indonesia, yakni penerbangan perdana pesawat buatan anak bangsa N250 Gatot Kaca. Bersiaplah untuk menjawab pertanyaan yang diberikan.
Have you ever been on a plane before? You must be familiar with that sound. What planes do you usually see at the airport? Boeing or Airbus? You're right. Boeing and Airbus planes are the most widely used aircraft in the world. But do you know our country has also manufactured airplanes? It was a bright morning at Hussein Sastra Negara Airport in Bandung on 10th of August 1995 when President Suharto, the First Lady Tin Suharto, and many other leading figures in the country were present. They gathered at the airport tower to witness the first Indonesian aircraft flight. It was my flight. I am N250 Gatot Kaca. The name Gatot Kaca was inspired by the name of a famous Javanese puppet character who is famous for his flying ability. The airport tower resounded with cheers and applause as my pilot, Erwin Danuwinata, and my co-pilot, Sumarwoto, managed to get me up into the sky. Some even broke down in tears and hugged each other after seeing the plane they had been working so hard on for years finally flying. What a proud moment. I was initiated by Habibi, the Research and Technology Minister at the time, who dreamt of building an Indonesian aircraft industry. The letter N in my name, N250, represents Nurtanio, the company's nickname, whereas number 2 signifies the double engine, and 50 means 50 passengers. The company planned to produce more advanced aircrafts based on my prototype. But sadly, it was cancelled the following year due to the monetary crisis in Asia. The cancellation didn't stop PT Dirgantara Indonesia, the new name of the company, from producing Indonesian aircraft after the situation improved. Now, they're manufacturing my successors, N219, a remote area transportation aircraft, NC-212, a civilian and military aircraft, N-235, a multi-purpose aircraft, and CN-295, a military aircraft for military operations and humanitarian missions.
Now answer the following questions by choosing A, B, C, D, or E. Question number 1. What is the objective of the speaker? A, to promote Indonesian aircraft. B, to discuss different types of airplanes. C, to describe the N250 Gatot Kaca airplane. D, to retell the story of the first Indonesian airplane flight. E, to explain the meaning of the name N250 Gatot Kaca. Question number two.
The airport tower resounded with cheers and applause as my pilot, Erwin Danuwinata, and my co-pilot, Sumarwoto, managed to get me up into the sky.
The word applause in this sentence has the same meaning as A. cry, B. yell, C. praise, D. appreciation, E. hand clapping. Question number three.
The cancellation didn't stop PT Dirgantara Indonesia, the new name of the company, from producing Indonesian aircraft after the situation improved. Now they're manufacturing my successors, N219, a remote area transportation aircraft, NC212, a civilian and military aircraft, N235, a multi-purpose aircraft, and CN295, a military aircraft for military operations and humanitarian missions.
What is the main idea in these sentences? A. The recent production of PT Dirgantara Indonesia. B. The types of aircraft produced by PT Dirgantara Indonesia. C. The names of the aircraft produced by PT Dirgantara Indonesia. D. The determination of PT Dirgantara to produce Indonesian aircraft. E. The new name of the company that manufactures Indonesian aircraft.
Sobat Pintar, apakah kamu sudah menjawab semua soalnya? Kamu pasti ingin tahu jawabanmu benar atau tidak. Silakan diskusikan dengan bapak atau ibu gurumu.
Well, are you curious to know the right answers? You may check your answers with your teacher. English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.